Let me tell you about something new.
It's time.
A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Glad to have you here. Thanks for taking the time out. And I mentioned yesterday, some of you may have caught it, that this week is National Farmers Market Week, where we're, I guess, celebrating all of the different farmers markets in the area. And so I wanted to at least highlight or feature as many of them as I could. I got a response from one, but that's great because she's going to give us some insight in terms of their farmer's market, what it's about, and, you know, things that you might be able to learn in, you know, this era of us trying to eat healthier and be healthier. So we welcome Jamie Hempel from the Lake Mary Parks and Recreation Department, City of Lake Mary, Florida. And she's going to talk a little bit about their farmer's market there. Good morning, Ms. Hempel. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing excellent. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks so much. Appreciate you taking time out today. So,
absolutely.
First of all, tell us about the Lake Mary Farmer's Market, because I have no clue about that one. There's a few of them a little closer to me. But tell me about the Lake Mary's Farmer's Market.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're so excited to be here. So thank you for having us. The Lake Mary Farmer's Market is located in downtown Lake Mary at our Central Park. So it's just a beautiful setting down there. Lots of shade, lots of space. We host every single Saturday from 9 until 1:30 and host over 25 to 30, I'd say, local vendors and sponsors. We also host live entertainment every single weekend as well at that market.
So how long has the Lake Mary Farmers Market been in existence?
Absolutely. So it started in 2007. So they definitely have been around quite some time.
Okay. Actually, you're kind of a relatively young farmer's market then compared to some of the other ones.
Yes, ma'am. Compared to the other ones, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So, and when are you open? What times are you open?
Yes, ma'am. So it's every single Saturday, 9 until 1:30.
Okay, 9 until 1:30. So now, how have things, I guess, changed? What I guess, used to be the typical Saturday for the farmer's market in Lake Mary, and how have things, I guess, changed now since the introduction of the pandemic and social distancing?
Sure. Right. So we are in a unique situation, of course, because we still want to provide the service for the community and the local businesses. So, of course, we still wanted to host it, but safely. So our main goal was just to make sure all of the vendors were safe, attendees were safe. So we went ahead, and when the pandemic first occurred, we went ahead, changed out all of our layouts, changed out a lot of our safety protocols for the vendors specifically. So when you go down to the market now, you'll see a lot of spacing, a lot of room for attendees to spread out and still enjoy their time in the market. We also have incorporated different safety zones, like our hand sanitizer stations. We now have a hand wash stations. And then, of course, thank you to the county because they have given us complimentary face masks as well that we have now incorporated into our market to give out for free for anyone who would like those as well.
So a typical day at your farmer's market, how many people would you normally have?
As far as vendors go, I would say typically 30 or so vendors and sponsors. Attendance-wise, we would typically run, on average throughout the day, 100 to 200. So we are a fairly small market, and I mm-hmm. think that's just due to our location, of course. After the pandemic, we did see a draft crease, unfortunately, and now we are starting to see more people come out.
And speaking of your location, could you make us aware of where the location is for the ones that don't know?
Absolutely. So we are in downtown Lake Mary at Central Park behind City Hall. So that's 100 North Country Club Road.
Okay. All right. So now, your vendors that you have, are they all local or do they some come from out of the area, other parts of Florida or other states?
Yep. So for the most part, they are all local. Of course, due to the pandemic, a lot of our part-time vendors who come just off-season when they don't have their large events, some of them are from different areas outside of Florida, but for the most part, we do have all of ours are local, that being Lake Mary, and even outside of Lake Mary, we have a lot of people traveling for the market, even as far as New Smyrna as well.
Okay, all right. So, I guess I was going to ask you, what do you have? But I guess it's the typical fruit and vegetables that you have, that most farmers markets have. But I'm curious, and I don't know if you can answer this for me, is there any type of particular screening process for the vendors?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So we do an application process that does start initially with myself, where we, see what the vendors sell, get more information because everything does have to be handmade, homegrown. We do have other opportunities for businesses that would just like to sponsor and just get some marketing opportunities out there. But the farmers market itself is mostly for, of course, those homegrown businesses, very local businesses. Two specifically of our vendors have been with us since the start in 2007. And one of them sells produce. That's our local family farm on the Morris Family Markets. And then another one locally is Trisha's Orchids, beautiful orchids. They both go to different areas and have been in different markets as well. But they definitely have been with us for quite some time, along with a lot of the others, like Winterbrook Honey. So we do a screening process as far as the application goes. And then just depending on what they sell, just would depend on what they would need to provide for us.
Okay. And is this seasonal? Is this year-round? How often do you have it?
Yep, so it's actually year-round. Prior to the pandemic, we would theme our weekends to try to get people out and make it a full-day activity for families. Now, we still do allow for the entertainment and really do encourage people to enjoy their time in downtown Lake Mary at Central Park. But we do still have those options of pre-ordering, more of like a grab-and-go type of market, too.
Okay, cool. So you talk about entertainment, and I know maybe some of that may have changed right now, but prior to all of this, what did you have in the way of entertainment?
Right. So we had a lot of outdoor games, kids' activities. We were able to start back up our live music. So just on any given Saturday, you could come out and see different local musicians where we've been able to have them back out. We also used to theme our weekends, which we're holding off right now But when we used to do that, we would do like a fitness in the park, agriculture weekend, just different things to provide to the community that would give them a little bit more knowledge about the local businesses and, of course, farmers markets as well.
Okay. And so you're not doing, I guess, like you're saying, some of the entertainment right now, but in the future, I'm sure that's something that people would be interested in. And so what I'm wondering is, if you want to be a vendor or if you want to be part of the entertainment, how would someone get in touch? How would they apply?
Yes. So on our City of Mary website, we actually do have an area for the Parks and Recreation Department. So there's a area where it's a vendor form, and anyone, entertainer, sponsor, market vendor, can fill that out for us, and then we would reach back out to them.
Okay. I want to get back to asking about, like, some of the items that are for sale, especially the produce. Do they go through any type of inspection?
Yes, ma'am. So they have their own things that they have to go through, of course, to get their business situated and then to be selling the food as well. So they do all of that prior to reaching out to us. And then we will just go through all the documents and, you know, go through, run through and make sure everything looks good.
Okay. And just to be sure, this is not open just to Lake Mary residents, right?
Exactly. Yep. It is open to anyone who would like to come out.
Okay. And then do you all do anything special around any of the holiday times? Like, because
yes,
hopefully
ma'am.
By the time some of the major holidays come,
Fingers crossed.
Of this stuff will be back to or close to what we can, most of us consider normal. So can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So we do have two large events near the end of the year that we definitely call our main events. One of them would be our Halloween Spooktacular event, which starts with our Lake Mary Farmers Market during the day, where we typically have a pet costume contest, kid contest, to safe trick-or-treating with the vendors, and then it transitions to our Halloween Spooktacular larger event at night, and that one will incorporate various sponsors that will pass out candy. We, in years prior, have had the bounce houses out, different activities for the games, and then we also host a Holiday in the Park, which is our annual tree lighting event where a lot of city officials, once again sponsors, vendors, come out and partake in that. And, of course, that's our kickoff to our Central Park's beautiful display of holiday lights, which anyone can enjoy throughout the month of December.
So you mentioned that there are, for just because small businesses right now are in dire need of some assistance right now, that there are marketing opportunities during these farmers markets. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we do have different sponsorship packets that we provide. On a normal day, we have various events that everyone can partake in and pick and choose what events that fit best for their company. As of now, it's just the market that we're offering. However, there's different packages within that. And what that would mean is they would just reach out to us, sign up with us, and of course we would make sure that, you know, they're all set up with a space at the market, and then they can be at their space and go ahead and market the information about their local business.
All right. So we are talking about National Farmers Market Week with Jamie Hempel, who's with the Parks and Recreation Division of the City of Lake Mary. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I wanted to help recognize National Farmers Market Week. It's actually something I think started by the USDA. It's not just a local thing. It's a national thing, but we wanted to highlight some local farmers markets. And today we have with us Jamie Hempel, who is with the city of Lake Mary, talking about their farmers market there. So, how is this regulated on a local scale in terms of is there like a local farmers organization that is involved with you all putting this together?
It actually is not. It's hosted by the city of Lake Mary, and the Parks and Recreation Department headed up. It is not our main produce vendor, who has been there since 2007, is a local farmer.
Okay, cool. And so, now, are there any plans to expand the farmers market other than just on the day that you have on Saturday?
As of now, no, but I do hope that in the future we would be able to, because as you mentioned earlier, farmers markets are all over nationally, so they just provide a great opportunity for local businesses in the community to go out there and showcase some of their produce and arts and crafts.
So in a way, it kind of, because the way you're talking is in a way, part of it reminds me of, because I live in the Orlando area, of Fiesta in the Park when they do the, and I think they do that twice a year where they have the crafts out there from local artists and stuff like that. So how do people find out more about the farmers market, any type of contact information you may have?
Sure. So the best way to get a hold of us and to learn more about the market would be the Lake Mary Farmers Market page on Facebook. That is where you can find the most up-to-date information. We post every single vendor that will be coming out every weekend because that does change. And then we also will post if any schedule changes happen. And I always post a lot of pictures. So you could go on there and check those out as well.
Yeah, I'm looking now at some of the pictures on the Facebook page, and we'll be also sharing that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page as well. So
thank you.
So, I'm sorry.
Oh, I said thank you about that.
Yeah. Anything else that we should know about your farmers market?
I would just like to say that the local farmers markets, ours and all of the ones locally, we appreciate anyone to come out and support us, especially during these hard times for all of the local businesses. And, you know, with ours, it's a great way because it's an outdoor safe environment. So we just hope to see everyone out there.
Right, because I'm looking at, this is just, to me, an ideal way to get some family time in, you know, and some fresh air, you know, a good walk around and everything.
Yes.
And then also to get fresh produce because, you know, what one of the things that I noticed that we're seeing, and we were already seeing prior to COVID, is just, you know, some of the increase in prices on produce that may get, let's say, picked a little bit earlier because they have to go through the process of getting to market, whereas a lot of times you get the produce at a farmer's market, it's usually, you know, close to being ripe and fresh, and you kind of know where it's coming from, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's great, too, because each vendor knows so much about their product, of course, you know, and they know of other things too. So if there was something specific someone was looking for, they're extremely knowledgeable and always willing to give advice out.
Okay. All right. And then can you, again, give us the contact information for your farmer's market and the location where people can find you?
Absolutely. So the best way to find out the information would be on our Facebook page, the Lake Mary Farmers Market. We are located downtown Lake Mary. That's 100 North Country Club Road in Lake Mary. And if you need me at all, my contact information is on there as well.
And so this Saturday you guys will be open, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, yep. We will be open every Saturday, rain or shine,
okay.
Unless a hurricane comes.
yeah, tell me about it. You just never know.
You never know. Florida weather.
You never know. even though they
you gotta
warn
love
you,
these
you never
months.
Know. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I thank you for taking the time out with us and giving us some information on the farmer's market in Lake Mary, because, like I said, we do want to, you know, encourage people to support the local businesses, especially, you know, this week, the farmer's market, getting some fresh produce, you know, hopefully maybe getting some great recipe ideas to use it. And we just really appreciate your time, Jamie. Thanks so much.
Oh, absolutely. No, we appreciate you. And we hope to see you guys all out there.
Okay. Thanks. And yeah, well, I'm going to take a trip over. Sure.
Yes. Thanks. Come and see me.
Okay, sure will. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you too. Bye-bye. So, like I said, and we want to thank Jamie Hempel from the city of Lake Mary to talk about the farmer's market there. There are others, not just that one, and that's what I wanted to tell you about. There, I know, for example, in Winter Garden, just west of Orlando and Ocoee, there's a farmer's market there. Lake Eola, which is downtown Orlando, usually has a farmer's market there. There's one in Kissimmee, and there's another one, and I'm kind of losing my sense of where that one is, but I want to say on the east side of Orlando. But there was a list, and I'm trying to track it down, and I will have it, and I'm going to post it on the G's Power Hour Facebook page so that you all can have it too. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to highlight one thing really quick also that's going on this month, and also just I have an opinion about something, believe it or not, I want to talk about. So this is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event, need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast, let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arglet Zone. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Good morning. Thank you for joining G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. And thanks again to Jamie Hempel, who is with the City of Lake Mary Parks and Recreation Department, talking about the farmers market there. And it is National Farmers Market Week. So I will be posting, like I said, I'm looking for the list that I got the information from in the first place. And I will be posting that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But in the meantime, this month also is National Minority Donor Awareness Month. And one of the reasons, I have a personal reason that I'm calling attention to this, and that is, and I mentioned this, I think, last month, I have a cousin that I'm close to. His name is George Coleman, and he's in Virginia. And he is still in need of kidney donation. Now, I mentioned this months ago, I think prior to the pandemic even. I want to say back in, you know, February, March or whatever, he reached out. And he, as of now, he is still looking for a kidney. His window is closing on when, you know, when he can take a kidney. And, you know, also want to send out my condolences because he and his brothers and sister recently lost their mom. And so, you know, he's dealing with the stress of that as well as still trying to get a kidney. So this is important that we, because minorities sometimes we don't necessarily talk about donating organs, but it's very crucial, you know, because a lot of times we have trouble finding matches because we don't have the donors out there. But anyway, National Minority Donor Awareness Month is every August. According to this is DonateLife.net. It's a collaborative initiative of Donate Life America, Association for Multicultural Affairs and Transplantation, Association of Organ Procurement Organizations, Health Resources and Services Administration, National Minority Organ Tissue Transplant Education Program, and the National Kidney Foundation. And their effort is to save and improve the quality of life of diverse communities by creating a positive culture for organ, eye, and tissue donation. According to this, outreach activities during the month include events to provide donation education, encourage donor registration, and promote healthy living and disease prevention to decrease the need for transplantation. It's really important that when we're considering how we take care of ourselves, you know, one of the things I was talking about is you know, having fresh produce, and I'm a great advocate for that, and that's, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to bring the farmer's market on, but eating fresh produce is just a small part of what we do in order to take care of ourselves. And I always say take care of the temple. You know, it's what God gave you. It, you know, he thought it was precious enough to give it to us. And so we have to take care of it. And so one of the reasons that we also need to take care of it is not just for ourselves, but if in the event that we may be able to be a blessing to someone else by donating a kidney or donating a liver or, you know, some other donation, even donating posthumously, that's something that you could put in some sort of, I guess, living will or living trust. And that's another topic that I want to get to real soon. Right now, like I said, it's important that we look into how we treat ourselves and also look into how we can be a blessing and benefit to someone else by the donation of, you know, kidneys or lungs or whatever, but, you know, an organ, an eye, or any type of tissue donation. So I'm going to make sure that I try to connect these on the Jesus Power Hour Facebook page so that you can know where to go in order to make donations. And there are a lot of other donor sites and stuff throughout the country. The one that my cousin is affiliated with, connected to, is one called Centara. And I think that is, I don't know if that's through the VA or what, because he is a veteran. He was in the Navy. Just consider it, you know, take it seriously, you know, take your health seriously. That's one of the things that I wanted to make sure that I put out there. Also, just FYI today, and I think I mentioned it yesterday, but
just wanted you all to be aware. Today is usually the day that, well, this evening, they would have National Night Out, where they ask communities to come together, sometimes just turn on a porch light, sometimes we do more activities than that, but just to, you know, make neighbors aware of each other and what's going on there in their neighborhood, and also it's a way to deter crime in the neighborhood. I helped to organize one in my neighborhood a few years ago, and we had a really good time. Got some of the local businesses involved. Subway donated sandwiches. Bravo donated water. We had door prizes donated as well. And then local law enforcement and fire rescue came out. And Geraldine Thompson, our local representative, she came out. And it was a nice time. So it is a cool way to get neighbors together. I know right now it's being postponed because of the virus, but a lot of times a lot of communities across the country will put it off because they want to do it when the weather's not so hot. So I think the date that they select usually the second date for those areas that try to beat the heat, and I think that's October 6th. So it's a good time to start planning. They also get recognition. I think we received a plaque for our effort for National Night Out. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to do it again in October. We did, I think, do it in August. I'm going to tell you, October is probably a much better time to do it. But the weather's more conducive. The evenings are nicer. And it really doesn't take much if everybody comes together and do it. I did the bulk of it just at the edge of my driveway, you know, and just set up chairs in my driveway and, you know, and tables for the food and just had people to come out. And it really, and we had, I think it was ADT that came out and did like a short presentation and stuff like that and had materials too. So, and it really is a good time. So just consider this for October 6th. That's the date that they're doing National Night Out, and I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that that was being organized for that date, and you know, maybe take a chance and do that. So the other thing I want to talk about, and it's my opinion, and not necessarily the opinion of this network, is there's been a lot of talk against mail-in voting, okay? And that basically that's the term now, mail-in voting, because it's not just absentee. You don't have to have an excuse to apply for a ballot, an absentee ballot. I, just to talk about it, I encourage mail-in voting for those that need to do it. It is not, there's not a lot of fraud going on with it. I mean, the only fraud that's going on would be fraud that would happen whether or not it was mail-in vote or not. As you know, we've had issues in the past with voting, and it had nothing to do with the mail-in vote, okay? So in either case, you can have fraud issues, you can have technical issues, you can have issues. The reason I'm talking about mail-in voting is because I've been doing it for years. Partially because work, the elections, all day. I usually, you know, work one of my local precincts, and there is no way. We are forbidden from, once we go in that morning, we are forbidden from leaving the precinct until the elections are over and we've submitted all of the information to the supervisor of elections office and we've closed up to go home, okay? So there is no way in that particular day that I can go and vote. And so I do mail-in. Now, yes, there is early voting as well. You know, for me, I'm trying to just leave it to those people that prefer to go and do the early voting or the day of voting. But I will say this. With the increase in population, especially in the Central Florida area, it is really more preferable to do your mail-in ballots and do it early because the counting and everything does not get held up
people aren't in lines, because you know there will be lines, and you know there will be longer lines, and we've seen it in some of the primary elections, because people have to social distance, and there's only so many people they can let into a precinct area at a time. There is already distancing going on anyway to protect the privacy of the voter, okay? So being that it's not going to be much better, it's probably going to be a little worse. Being that, you know, schedules may dictate whether or not you can get to a polling place early, you may have to work. I just recommend, and also just because we don't want any excuses about why you can't vote, I recommend applying to get a mail-in ballot. Let me just say this also. Even if you get a mail-in ballot, that does not mean you have to use it, although it's preferred. But you can decide, I don't want to do the mail-in ballot. I want to go ahead and go to the polls. The main thing is that you have to take your ballot that you got by mail with you to the polling place to turn it in, so that you only have one ballot to your name, okay? So don't just show up and think you can just vote at the precinct if you've already received a mail-in ballot, because they have a record. They have a record, and that's why I say the fraud thing is not that big of a deal. You know, we do know that there's some new things going on. We do know we're getting a lot of outside interference from other countries now. But in terms of the process itself, they do everything to secure that it's fair and it's accurate. So if you show up, if you've received a mail-in ballot and you've mailed it in, and you know, and you don't have it with you on the day that you decide to go, and maybe for those of you trying to game the system, vote again. When you get there, they're going to ask you, do you have your mail-in ballot? No. So what is, and if they don't have a record of receiving your mail-in ballot, then yes, you'll do what's called a provisional ballot. They'll check and everything. But you'll only get one. You'll get either or. You'll get to do it ahead of time, or you'll get to do it the day of that you show up at your whatever your polling place is, your precinct. But you'll only get counted once. So just wanted you to know that. Just wanted you to be aware that it's okay to all of the hype about the problems with the mail-in ballot. There is not a problem with the mail-in ballot, no more than, and this is, like I said, my opinion, but I've been working at the polls for years. So just letting you know, no more of a problem than it would be if you showed up on election day. You just have to make sure that your information is accurate, okay? That in Florida is a closed primary state. So, no, you don't get to vote across party lines. And, like, for example, I got my ballot. I have nothing for Democrats. I'm a non-party split. So I have nothing for Democrats, and I have nothing for Republicans on my ballot. The races that are on my ballot are for, like, school board and for judges, but they're nonpartisan races. And that's who I get to vote for, primary is. General election, I can vote for anybody on the ballot. You know, and that's just the way it works. So please, please don't get talked out of mail-in voting if that's what you're comfortable with, you know, because I know everybody's trying to be healthy and keep out of, you know, all of the crowds and stuff like that. You know, you can do that. You can do that for August 18th. You can do that for November 3rd, I believe it is. The thing is, make sure your information is accurate and apply early and mail it in as early as possible. That's my take on this. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break because We need to. Anyway, this is G's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment. If you have a question or you want to chime in, the number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris, and I think I found a way to help you understand what is Chill Out Jazz.
Some of y'all may be confused because of the style we choose. We make jazz and R&B. We don't categorize. We just make what sound good, baby.
Is it jazz?
It is what it is.
Is it R&B?
Tune in every Wednesday night at 10 on K-Ham Radio.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And again, thank you to Ms. Hempel, Jamie Hempel, of the city of Lake Mary for talking about the Lake Mary Farmers Market during this week, which is National Farmers Market Week. And we're going to post some information on that farmers market and others on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. Last month, you know, scheduling and some other things, we didn't get a chance to get Robert Bowden on from Lou Gardens on, but we're going to work on getting him on this month. On the third Friday, Friday in the Garden. But I just wanted to mention that on the 7th, this Friday, they would normally have the movie night, but they have canceled it. They said for the safety of the patrons and the staff due to the spread of the coronavirus, they're working on various plans to have a safe movie night for all. So right now, they don't have a movie for this coming Friday, August 7th. But for members, on the 14th, there is a Lou Gardens movie night starting at 8:30 on the 14th. But you have to be a member. Seating is limited to 51 specific spaces. And it says each is a 10-foot, I don't know if it's 10-foot radius. Yeah, 10-foot round area clearly outlined in the grass. You have to reserve a space, and the reservations will be open tomorrow. Okay, so you got to go to the Lou Gardens website. I'll try to put this on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. And if you're not a member, and I've got to renew my membership, I know. If you're not a member, it's not that expensive. I think it's for a family of four. The annual membership, I think a household membership is $50. And it goes up from there, but that's $50 a year. And then you can go in the gardens early. You don't have to wait until 8:30. And I suggest that you don't wait until 8:30. You can go into the gardens at 6 p.m. because they close the gardens for everybody. And then at 6 p.m., you can go in. You can, and it's still good daylight out there right now. You can take a walk around the gardens. If you've got a Fitbit, you can get your Fitbit steps in. But just take a look at gardens, you know, get some ideas for things that you can do in your own landscaping. And then, you know, the movie, usually start the movie around sundown. The movie for this coming movie night on the 14th is The Peanut Butter Falcon. So that's the movie coming up then. And then it looks like they're going back to the regular schedule, I think, after this. So just wanted to let you know. So the movie night for this coming Friday is canceled. Members can go on the 14th, and then it looks like, I guess it depends on what's going on with the pandemic. They start back on the first Friday on the movie night, September 4th at 8 o'clock. And then the times move up because it gets darker earlier. So September 4th at 8 o'clock, October 2nd at 7:30, and so on and so forth. So just want to let you know about that. Also, what just started at Lou Gardens is the Enchanted Fairy Doors. Robert has told us about that. So, like I said, I'm going to try to make those connections, and that's August 1st through October 31st. So I'm going to try to link that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page as well. So they've got some other stuff going on in October, and something called Haunting Tales, October 9th. So, but, you know, Robert will be on, God willing, later this month, the third Friday, and he'll tell us more about it. This Friday coming up, Paul Z. Shelton, our economist. So you got your questions about the economy. He'll be with us to talk about that on Friday. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and go. Thanks for being with. If you have ideas for shows that, you know, people that you, or guests that you want us to have on G's Power Hour, just hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, and I'll be happy to look into that. We also are looking for, you know, advertisers as well. Also, I could really use an intern. So if you know someone that's interested, hit me up with that. It's not a paid internship, okay? I just need you to know that. But would love to have an intern, and I, you know, if you are interested, you know, some young person that might be interested, and have them hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But anyway, this has been G's Power Hour. I've never had so good entertainment. Have a very blessed day, everyone. Be well, be safe, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.